2023. I'm Marie Corsetti, Fox News. President Biden remains optimistic despite facing a divided Congress in the new year.
If you ask anyone at the White House, it is not headwinds, but all clear skies ahead. The press secretary is tweeting, after building the most significant legislative record since LBJ, 2023 will be a big year delivering for the American people. But the White House is quietly signaling 2023 may not be a big legislative year for Biden, despite his own statement that he wants continued bipartisan progress. Andrew Bates not outlining any new priorities on the horizon for the White House, but saying in a memo that Biden is, quote, poised to move into the new year, implementing a raft of game-changing laws.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. And stocks are up, bouncing back in the next-to-last trading session for the year.
Stocks end the day higher, thanks in part to those latest jobs numbers. Southwest Airlines says they'll be back in business and will resume a full schedule by tomorrow, just in time for New Year's weekend. Southwest has canceled more than 15,000 flights over the past week. A Southwest executive saying the airline will reimburse customers impacted by those cancellations for alternative travel arrangements like hotels, meals, and rental cars. And a report in the Wall Street Journal says we are spending less on wines and spirits during these inflationary days and are opting instead for the cheaper stuff while leaving the top shelf brands behind. Data shows that retail store sales of premium spirits dropped 3.7% as of early December.
Fox's Karen McHugh. And Southwest Airlines is trying to come back from mass cancellations affecting millions of holiday travelers. The vice president of Southwest Airlines Pilots Association, Captain Michael Santoro, on Fox's The Story.
You know, we'll battle it out. We'll try to win customers back when we can. You know, Southwest has the most experienced and best 737 pilots in the world.
Southwest promises things will go back to normal by Friday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Buffalo, New York was one of the areas hit hardest by a winter storm as crews worked to dig out residents trapped in their homes.
On the shores of Lake Erie, Buffalo, New York, and it is still digging out from the last week's Christmas blizzard that dropped over 50 inches of snow and totals over 100 inches since mid-November. There are 39 people confirmed dead as there are snow plows moving up and down residential neighborhoods, literally digging out feet of snow so that people can get out their front doors, get their vehicles out, get to work, perhaps go to a grocery store, buy food, update medicines, and get life moving again as we head into this New Year's weekend.
Fox's Robert Ray. And the first legal dispensary for recreational marijuana in New York is ringing up its first sales, opening up what is expected to be one of the country's biggest and most lucrative markets for cannabis. The opening of the first state-sanctioned dispensary is operating by the nonprofit group Housing Works. More openings are expected in the coming months in New York, which legalized recreational use of marijuana in March of 2021. The first legal shop will join a market now dominated by dozens of unauthorized shops that have operated in the open for years. Plus, people are being told to not eat certain alfalfa sprouts linked to a salmonella outbreak.
Fremont, Nebraska-based Sunsprout Enterprises is recalling alfalfa sprouts that were sold at grocery stores and restaurants restaurants in Nebraska, Iowa, and Kansas in November and December. Most of the 15 cases of salmonella have been in the Omaha area and none confirmed outside Nebraska. The recalled sprouts sold under the Sunsprouts brand have expiration dates between December 10th and December 27th and carry lot numbers of either 40 to 11 or 50 to 11.
Fox's Joe Chiro, I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.